Colorado lawmakers are still working on the specifics for next year's state budget. The spending plan that was passed in the Senate this week includes $1.3 million for the Colorado Office of Film, Television, and Media to entice productions to film in the state. But the money is not even half of the $4 million the department received last year. Colorado Film Commissioner Donald Zuckerman says all of this year's money is currently wrapped up in projects and productions are lined up, waiting for the next round of funding. He says $1.3 million won't be nearly enough.
Hallmark wants to do a six-part TV series here, and they will not come unless we have incentive money. So if we cannot help them, they will probably go to Vancouver. But they want to come here. We need more money than that for the Hallmark series alone. Effectively, it would mean we were out of business.
In the last few months, Colorado has also signed on three feature films thanks to the incentive program featuring a 20% cash rebate and loan guarantee for up to 20% of the production's cost. Governor Hickenlooper had the $1.3 million in his budget, and senators were on board with that amount for the Office of Film, Television, and Media. But Zuckerman says that was before the film industry started eyeing Colorado.
At the time that he did his initial budget, we had only spent $1 million of the actual $4 million. Now we've spent the entire $4 million, and we have numerous projects lined up. The governor's intention is to continue with the incentives and to grow it, not to shut it down. So I still believe that we can do that and that it will happen.
To make that happen, Zuckerman says the commission needs at least $4 million again, but would prefer $5 million.
The people who stood up in the Senate who said this is a giveaway to a billion-dollar industry are mistaken, because the parties who come here and take advantage of our incentives, for the most part, are independent films or smaller product that cannot be made without these incentives. So anybody who thinks they're going to come anyway is sorely mistaken.
Colorado lawmakers will continue to hammer out how to spend the more than $8 billion general fund when the bill approved in the Senate moves over to the House for debate next week. For KUNC News, I'm Emily Boyer.